Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cupid Limited Q3 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for joining Q3 FY 2023.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sarda. Your audio is breaking up. We are unable to hear you.
Yes. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. Lizanne, good evening to all of you, and thanks for joining this Q3 FY 2023 earnings call for Cupid Limited. We have mailed the results and press release to you. I hope you have received the same, and we have also uploaded this on our website and the stock exchanges. To discuss the results and address queries of the investors, we have with us Mr. Om Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Mr. Garg will give you a brief overview of the quarter gone past, and then we will open the floor over to Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual report, which you can find on the website. With that said, let me hand over the call over to Mr. Garg. Over to you, sir.
Mr. Garg?
Yes.
Sir, you may please proceed.
Please repeat.
Repeat.
Okay. Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to welcome you all for attending the third quarter FY 2023 earnings conference call today. By now, I hope that you have had a chance to review the third quarter financial results we had published last night after the board meeting. I would briefly comment on those. The healthy performance was indicated by a 15% improvement in the top line and a whopping 302% improvement in the profit after tax numbers as compared to the quarter a year ago. Further, if we look at the 9 months performance, it improved by 15% on the top line and 75% improvement in the net profit after tax. Both the last quarter performance and the 9 months performance, they are encouraging for us. Now, the main reasons for the healthy performance are, number one, 96% sales in exports, where we have advantage of Government of India export incentives, as well as we have the benefit of depreciating rupee against the US dollar, where we submit our invoices to the customer. That was reason number one for the healthy performance. Second, and equally important, was the steady and declining input costs during the quarter. Number three, we had more sales of high margin item, which is female condoms, as compared to the quarter before. In addition to these three highlights, I would like to also mention that Cupid has applied for a WHO and CE mark for our IVD products during the quarter. Finally, during this quarter, Cupid started an employee share buyback share option ESOP plan for 27 employees. Cupid has done this ESOP plan for the first time in its 25-year history. Our order book is robust at 171 CR as of January 1, 2023.
Now open for the question.
At this point, I would like to open the discussion for question and answer session, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Zaki Nasir, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Sir, congratulations on, I would say, a fantastic set of numbers with improved margins. And as you have indicated in your presentation, bright future for the company. Sir, I would like to ask two questions. Number one is, as of now, our IVD devices is very small. Till 9 months, December last year, they were larger, maybe because of the pandemic and stuff like that. So how do you propose to scale this up, sir? Could you just give a brief of this, because this looks like a very interesting and very large area, sir. And number two is, I would also like to ask you about what are your plans on the cash we have on books, sir.
Okay. So, first question about the IVD, as you know, the entire project was delayed due to COVID-19, and finally, we had applied for the manufacturing license from the Drug Controller of India, and we have received 12 out of 16 licenses already. And then we had prepared some samples to be sent to the potential customers for the quality verification and also for the packaging styles. So now we have started to get feedback from some of these distributors, hospitals, and laboratories. And the feedback we have had is that the quality is good, better than some of the products already in the market. And our price is quite competitive. Now, for the Indian market, we are eligible and we have started to do the commercial operations to the various state governments through their tenders, and also sales to the private sector. However, for the central government tenders, we need a 3-year manufacturing experience to qualify for their participation. Now, in terms of the export orders, we need WHO and CE mark to be able to export the goods. This is a requirement of most of the countries, and in some countries there is a requirement for ISO 13485 certification, which Cupid has already obtained. The margins are quite a bit better in the export sales, 35 to 45%, as compared to about 20% in the domestic sales. And the 5 countries we have identified with the most potential are South Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, and Nigeria, and Zimbabwe. And in terms of the products, the most in demand are HIV, malaria, syphilis, and hepatitis. So although we have been slow in starting the commercial operation, we expect a good business in the second year, and certainly starting from the third year. So that's the update on the IVD. Now, regarding the cash and cash equivalents we have, with this third quarter results, we have over 100 crores available with Cupid, and we are in the process of discussing what is the best use of these funds. Of course, we have the dividends is one outlet for the funds. And number two, if we look at any further expansion or adding for another vertical like feminine health and wellness program, that could also require some funding. And third and most important, we are also considering buying back of Cupid shares. So that is the update on the cash and the investment Cupid has accumulated so far.
Sir, if I may extend on my first question a bit, sir. See, because this IVD looks like the way the world, I would like your inputs on it, sir. The way the world has changed after the pandemic, I would feel that this IVD testing things for different maybe lifestyle diseases or viruses become more and more important in our lives. So in 25, that is the third year, what do you expect your top line to be from the IVD segment, sir?
In the year 25, we expect 50 to 100 CR turnover in FY25.
In the IVD segment, sir?
From IVD alone.
That is fantastic, sir. Best wishes, sir. Sir, and last con call, you had mentioned that there was some kind of a tie-up or some outside party was looking at Cupid, and there was some 4 to 6 weeks they would take. I mean, is that still on, or, I mean, that will happen as and when it happens, if it happens, kind of stuff, sir?
Yes, the discussions with the Singapore party are going on, and we are looking at the agreement whereby Cupid would do the manufacturing on their patented products. It's going slower than we thought, but it is very much in the process. Further, last month, we also received another request from a company in the United States who would like Cupid to manufacture their products in India for them. So they have visited the factory, and we have initiated the discussions with them as well. Both these possibilities are going a bit slower than what we thought, but they provide a good indication of the market demands for manufacturing going forward.
So, sir, can we reasonably assume that 2025 Cupid will have a top line of like around 350 crores, sir, 325 to 350 crores, sir?
Yeah, like I mentioned, in IVD alone, it would be 50 to 100 crores. And from the condom business, we could expect easily 180 crores plus.
Fantastic, sir. Best wishes to you and the company, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Somnath Paul from Aragon Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. I just wanted to know, can you just throw some light on the raw material pricing versus the material costs? I understand that we have benefited out of a raw material pricing. So can you just share some light on how much as a cost percentage it is, and how can we see that going forward? That's the first question. Thank you.
Okay. So, in terms of the stable and declining input prices, we have, in general, 7 to 8% decline in terms of the foil purchases and in terms of the packing material. And in case of silicone oil, it's upward of 20% decline in the price during the quarter. The only exception is a 5 to 7% increase in the price of latex during the quarter as compared to the previous 9 months. So, we are expecting the stable or downward trends to continue, and that should directly impact on the profitability of Cupid business.
Sir, if I may just add on, can you just throw some light on how much is the inventory or what is the lead time that you have, basically? I mean to say, so that we can have some idea on how positively this will affect with a lag or with the lead time, because I think this is an important factor for the margins going forward as well.
So,
lead time. Lead time.
Oh, so the current trends and the quotations we are getting, we are going as far out as 6 months. Now, beyond that, the vendors are not taking any orders or accepting new quotes. So we have to follow these price trends. But looking at the worldwide commodity prices and slow business development, economic slowdown, we expect these trends to continue for the entire financial year 23-24.
So you mean to say the low packaging as well as latex and silicone oil pricing or unfavorable pricing will affect you positively for the next 12 months or so?
Yes, we expect the packaging prices all to continue this downward trend for the next 12 months.
No, but I'm sir more focusing on the raw material. Packaging would still be a lesser percentage. I'm talking about the latex and probably the chunk of the raw material.
Okay, the most important is the latex, and I mentioned that this in the past quarter there was a slight increase, and beyond the rainy season in Kerala, starting from May, we expect the downward trend to resume in terms of latex prices. The second most important component is the silicone oil, which was getting imported from China, and suddenly because of the economic slowdown there, the prices crashed. And actually in the last quarter, we had a decline of as much as 27% in the silicone oil prices.
Yeah, so the point was, that as China opens up, probably we might see a lot of commodity pricing increase. So I was just trying to understand that, you know, how much of the pricing at the low cost inventory are we secured, and how shall we see that going forward?
Yeah, we are, like I mentioned, we have done the procurement for the next 6 months until June, and we are watching the trend. And depending on the worldwide demand and supply, as you have mentioned, we would continue our efforts to get some of the lower prices logged in for all the raw materials.
Yeah, because there's a lot of cash on books, so that might just be an option as well. And the second question, sir, how do you see the order book contribution going forward in the sense of higher margin products, which is basically the female condoms or otherwise? I mean, how do you see the margin-wise profile of the order book going forward?
Okay. The current order book, as I mentioned, is 171 CR as of January 1. We are expecting some big tenders coming out later in the year for male condoms from South Africa, from Tanzania, and from India. Also, in March or April, we are expecting a tender from Brazil for female condoms, and also the South African requirements for the second year of the three-year contract is expected to be out in the first week of February. So in our assessment, we see a continuous order process, and as we dispatch our goods, we should be getting the new orders almost continuously. So we believe that 95% of the capacity will be continued to be utilized in terms of the order book.
And sir, does the new Brazilian election or the new president and the economy doing good affect you, or it, does it have a correlation, or these are independent events?
Sorry? Please say it again.
I just wanted to say the good economic conditions in Brazil and probably the new presidential election, does that have a correlation with your orders, or how do you see the order book from Brazil going forward, or they are not related?
Yeah, it does. The latest presidential election is that their budget has been delayed from January until end of March, and also the overall size of the budget is still under discussion because of the leftist party winning the elections as compared to the rightist group earlier. So yes, the politics there does have a bearing, and we have yet to see the level of requirements they would announce in the tender. We just have to wait.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. I'll join in the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, many congratulations for great results. Sir, but going forward, you think, sir, we can sustain this bottom line of 10 crores, sir, because previously also on three occasions, we could do 10 crore quarterly profit, but then that was not sustainable. So this time you think that we can sustain this going ahead?
Yes. Our projection for the fourth quarter is for improving the top line at 20% and the bottom line by 20% also using the third quarter as a base. So we expect a minimum of 10 CR profit in the fourth quarter, same as we had declared last night in the third quarter. So all the indications are that with the input prices, our costs will be under control and we should be able to maintain the profit. Of course, part of that, as I mentioned earlier, would depend on the quantity of female condom order we receive because they are high margin.
Right, sir. So also, so you mentioned in your opening remarks that by FY25, we are expecting around 15 to 100 crore revenue from IVD division. So is that understanding correct or is it FY26?
No, the FY23, the IVD sales would be minimal. We are padding it at a maximum of 1 CR. And in FY24, our target is 5 to 10 CR only because of the limitations I mentioned, i.e. lack of the WHO pre-qualification and the CE mark. However, in the next year, financial year 25, we should be able to participate in the export orders for IVD.
Sir, and also there is a loss for 9 months of around 1.2 crore in IVD division. When do you foresee this division breaking even? At what level of revenue does this division break even?
I'm sorry, please say that again.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that at what level of revenue does this division break even?
It would be about 5 crores.
Okay. So that's heartening to know. Sir, also, sir, we have not been able to find a CEO for the condom business since many, many years. Also, sir, then we have diversified into an unrelated field of IVD. Now, we are planning to enter a third division. Sir, so it's not only a question of the funds availability, it's a question of management bandwidth also. Sir, so where do you think, sir, because otherwise, sir, your precious time and effort will get diverted into incubating these new businesses, and whereas our cash cow of condom business might languish.
So what's the question?
Sir, my question is regarding the management bandwidth, that where is the management bandwidth to manage these three unrelated businesses, out of which two are totally new for us and which will require far more effort. So in that case, what happens to our original cash cow business of condom?
Well, our topmost priority is the male condom business and the female condom business, which are our primary products and for which the maximum demand is coming from the world market. The third product, the water-based lubricant jelly, is slowly gaining popularity. And this last and fourth vertical we have done is the IVD testing kit business. So we are still our primary products and revenue base and profit will come from condoms and lubricants only until the IVD business picks up in next 2 to 3 years.
Right, sir. Sir, also, sir, you mentioned in the beginning that in FY 2025, you are expecting 50-100 crore revenue from IVD division and around 180 crore revenue from your condom business. Sir, is that understanding correct?
Yes. That is our current estimate. 180 crores from the condom business and lubricants and projected revenue from IVD business is 50-100 crores.
Sir, but if we see that in the past 12 months, last 4 quarters alone, we have done 153 crore revenue. Sir, so that means in the next 2 years, sir, there is not much growth that is expected from condom. And sir, that's what I was trying to stress on in my earlier question, that I mean, if we are going to devote all our the time and effort of the management in these two new segments, one is IVD and one is the third diversification, which is yet to come, which you are planning of female wellness. Sir, so then no wonder that our original condom business is not much growth that is being expected over there.
No, our top priorities, again, in terms of our time management, is over 60% devoted to male and female condoms. And lubricant business, another 15%. And 25% balance is for IVD business. The reason we are expanding our business verticals is because there is a limitation in terms of how much we can do the expansion in the condom business. And number one, the space we are located in is completely occupied. We have to buy new land or move the factory to completely a new location and with all the infrastructure there. And second of all, we have to look at a consistently high demand from the world market. If we build the new facilities and there are no orders, so we would not like to be in that situation. Right now, from all our intelligence, we are very much balanced in terms of the supply, worldwide supply and demand from the existing manufacturing units. In other words, we are not neglecting by any means the condom business in our business strategy.
Right, sir. And sir, what is the progress in the penetration of female condoms in the United States? Sir, have we got the approvals that we were looking for?
Well, in terms of male condom penetration, there was a question of product liability issue under discussion. And for the female condom, the US FDA is reviewing our application for approval of the female condom. So the feedback from US FDA is that they would like Cupid to do a clinical study in US using US participants as compared to the earlier study which we did it in South Africa.
Right, sir. So that's all. Sir, lastly, just wanted to know your CapEx plans. Do we have any major CapEx plan?
There is no CapEx plan at all scheduled for FY 2024, and none in the remaining 3 months of this FY 2023 either.
Okay, sir. So that's great to know. So, sir, so basically, if we are operating at 95% in our condom of our condom capacity, and we are not expanding the capacity, and you mentioned that in existing plant, there's no space also. So that means not much growth can anyway come from condom business.
Yes, the improvement will come from better pricing, better revenue from the condom business, and we do have spare capacity for female condoms. We are trying to generate more demand for female condoms, mainly in South Africa and Brazil, but their governments are taking their decisions in their own at their own timescale. So we expect to increase some revenues there in terms of female condoms.
Okay, sir. Sir, and if we operate our female condom as well as male condom at full capacity throughout the year, then, sir, what is the maximum revenue the condom side of the business can generate?
So if we work at full capacity, we can easily have at 480 million male condoms at 2.5 rupees per piece. So it would be about 120 or so crore from male condom, and for female condom, we can produce 25 million pieces if we have the orders, and which is at a minimum of 20 rupees per piece. So that is again over 100 crore revenue from female condoms.
So that means around 220 crore total condom revenue we can do in 1 year, provided we have orders.
Yes, correct. Provided we have orders.
Okay. So thank you very much. Best of luck.
You are welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranu Parwal from Upskill Tech Solutions. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I just wanted to understand one piece. I hope I'm audible.
Sorry?
I am audible? Am I audible, sir? Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Parwal, you're audible. Please proceed
Yeah,
with the
I
question.
just wanted to understand the ESOP policy that has been brought. It has been brought after a while. Up to what level is it being brought, and how many beneficiaries are we expecting from it?
No, again, I'm sorry. Your voice was not clear. Could you please repeat the question again?
Yes, I will. I just wanted to understand the ESOP policy that has been brought up to what level, and how many beneficiaries do you expect within the companies, at up to what level are we expecting it to go up to in terms of your hierarchy?
It's about ESOP. How many employees are beneficiaries?
ESOP. Yeah, so we have offered this option to 27 employees at a price of rupees 140 rupees per share, and it's a 1 year lock-in period and could be cashed out in the next 2 years or a total of 3 years.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pranjal Agarwal from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to know, like, what is the amount of investment we've already made in the IVD business?
About 8 crores.
About 8 crores. And our facility is ready. We're just waiting for orders, right?
Ready for getting the orders. Ready for getting the orders.
Yes, we are ready to get the orders. However, as I mentioned earlier, we have to wait for the WHO pre-qualification,
and see certificates in order to participate in bigger tenders.
Okay, and sir, I think the deal with the Singapore-based pharma company was about to take off. So, like, are we still in that process or have we left that? I mean, it didn't work out.
No, like I mentioned earlier, we are in discussion with the Singapore party and we are exchanging all the technical notes and we are going through the agreements in terms of pricing and our responsibilities towards manufacturing. So the discussions are going a bit slow, but they are still interested. They have visited our plant and they would like very much to get all their manufacturing done in India as compared to anywhere else.
All right, sir. That's it from my end, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is in the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand about the ESOP. Sir, why don't we open a ESOP trust? The company can give a loan to that trust and that trust can purchase shares from the open market, which can then be allotted to the shareholders, which will avoid equity dilution of the existing shareholders. Sir, what are your thoughts on the same?
No, since it was our first effort, we had contacted an expert on the ESOP plan, and as an introduction, this is the scheme he had mentioned, and maybe in the second step, we would consider the trust, going through the trust.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Anshuman Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations for the fabulous result.
Thank you.
And my question is, sir, in the order book of 171 CR, how much part is of male condom, female condom and lubricant?
Okay. 60% of the orders are for male condoms. 31% orders are for female condoms. And the balance 9% is for lubricants.
Okay, sir. Sir, one more question. In last con call, you have said that we are getting female condom, big female condom order from Brazil of 15 million pieces. So that the condition in Brazil is not so good. Can we expect the order will be cut short or will be the same of 50 million pieces?
No, like I mentioned to the previous caller, the situation in Brazil has changed significantly since their last presidential elections. And the government requirement is not at all clear in terms of the quantity and volume of their female condom requirements. We are expecting some announcements in the month of April. And then only we would know what would be the size of their tender.
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, one more thing that you have mentioned in earlier con call, that there is a news in the market that acquisition of Cupid Limited, there is any update on that acquisition of Cupid?
Well, a few people have express their interest and we are talking to them, but as of now there is no significant development.
Okay, sir. Thank you. and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vivek Chaturvedi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to understand regarding our potential deal with the Singapore entity, what business are we looking to do for them? Are we looking to manufacture male condoms, female condoms?
No. They are looking to manufacture their two patented products related to the detection of diabetes. It has nothing to do with the condom business.
Okay. So, sir, I mean, do we have the expertise for this business? Is this part of the IBD vertical, or how are we going to be able to do this?
Yeah, this will be part of our IBD project.
Okay. And, sir, any indication on if the deal does go through, what could be the minimum size per annum?
We don't know that yet. The Singapore party is continuing to look at the marketing possibilities in not only in Singapore but in India itself also. So they have not disclosed yet the quantities they would like Cupid to manufacture. But my own thinking is that once the arrangements are in place and they approve of our manufacturing process and approve the quality of the final product, the quantity could be substantial.
Okay, sir. And what would be any indication of what would be the pricing of each product? So, say, assuming we are making 1 lakh, what could be the pricing?
No, not yet. Not yet. They have not fully disclosed all their technical details, including the raw material requirements and raw material consumptions. So at this stage, it's difficult to estimate the unit cost of the product.
Okay, so effectively, sir, we are going to be doing contract manufacturing for them.
Yeah, we will be under contract to them to manufacture their two products.
Okay, sir. And sir, any indication of how much sales would we be doing in FY24? Any broad indication?
No, I think I don't expect any production at all during rest of this FY23 till end of March. The way they are going, it would start only in the next financial year, FY24. Yes,
sir. Sir, I meant for the entire company. For the entire company, what are you looking at in terms of the top line for FY24?
Oh, the for FY23, first of all, we are expecting a 20% increase in top line and 20% increase in the bottom line in fourth quarter as compared to the third quarter of FY23. And to answer your question, if we compare the FY24 projection, it's about I would say minimum of 10% improvement in the top line and at least 20% improvement in the net profit after tax as compared to the FY23. So we are looking at a very healthy performance even during FY24.
So 10% top line growth and 20% bottom line growth is what we are looking at, right, sir?
Yes, as compared to FY23, going into FY24.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Basu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Mr. Basu, sir, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Understood. Is it okay now?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah. I just like to know the order book for the IVD alone.
Yes.
What was the order book stand as on date for IVD alone?
IVD, there is no order book yet. We are approaching the individual customers mostly in the private sector, and we are servicing the orders as they come along. So there is no backlog of orders. Our sales were only 12 lakhs in the October to December quarter. So we don't,
what would be our expectation for the next quarter and our next financial year in the IVD?
We expect about 1 CR by March end next year, and 5 to 10 CR in FY24. That is our current projection, but it depends on several international developments, including certifications, as I explained earlier.
Okay, and we're looking on to the breakup of Americanum and Philippine condom and also the IVD. Still, the IVD standalone is in negative. Am I right?
Yeah. Sorry. Repeat it.
Okay. Yeah. Please repeat your question.
While looking into the presentation, just one thing I'm noting that the IVD results, the segment result is in negative. So IVD is yet to make profit. Am I right?
IVD profit, when it will start?
Profit, I think we should start it in the next financial year, FY24, first quarter.
Okay. Any update on the US FDA?
No, like I mentioned, US FDA would like Cupid to do another clinical trial in US using US participants.
Okay, and on CEO, any candidates approach us, or do we have any other plan, alternate plan in case of a delay in getting the right person?
No, there is no real update on the CEO, and like I mentioned in the last con call, we would continue with the existing management. We have the adequate manpower to expand the business as it is.
And last one more thing. Do you think that the raw material price will sustain for a year or two? That's the thing. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Well, according to the current indication, the lower prices will continue at least until June of this year. And we are hoping that this downward trend would continue for rest of 2023. What would be the trend in calendar year 24 is not yet clear.
Thanks. That's all my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Okay. Thank you for participating in the discussion. I would say that we are looking for an exciting year in FY24, for a healthy growth, and we have indicated an expansion in the top line of approximately 10%, and profit a potential of 20% increase as compared to FY23. So we are looking at another year of healthy profit going forward. And in closing, I would like to thank all our shareholders who have stood by Cupid Management through thick and thin. Also, special thanks to all our customers who have been forwarding many repeat orders, some of them over a period of 15 years. So we appreciate the loyalty of these customers. And third of all, we would also like to thank our vendors who have helped us to maintain the product quality as well as to contain the production cost through cost of raw materials. And finally, I would like to thank all the employees of Cupid Limited who have worked diligently throughout the year to improve the performance of Cupid Limited. And again, thank you all for participating in the third quarter FY23 earnings conference call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cupid Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.